prisoner. To pray means to ask with earnestness and zeal. A zeal for a favor or something you really desire. You're earnest about it. There's a zeal behind it. You're reaching and you want it and you desire. To pray means to entreat, to supplicate, to intercede, to plead for, to ask humbly and beg for. Doing this coupled with worship when you pray. How do you approach God? How do you come into His throne room of grace? How do you come before His throne to present yourself when you come with all of your heart to acknowledge Him and worship Him? You can let your petitions be made known unto God in an humble approach unto the Lord. He will hear. How sincere are we this morning? Oh, the power of prayer. I had you to turn with me into James. Go to James chapter 5. Oh God, my heart is ripped out. Look at verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Now notice the very closely. The first one is afflicted. This verse says sick. Any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of what? Faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. Notice the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now notice, I want to do a little teaching here. I could preach it easily. Look at the word afflicted. The original Greek meaning for this word afflicted is kakopathia. I guess that's in other words, it means to suffer hardness and trouble.
Yeah.
Enduring hardships and evil. See the difference between being afflicted and being sick? To be afflicted, you're going through trials and suffering and hardships. He said, is in anybody being afflicted? Let him pray. Now notice, the enemy of your soul will press you through many different ways and means. Satan attacks God's people with mental battles and physical battles and spiritual battles. Yeah. And it's in those times of affliction we got to pray.
Amen.
A lot of people sit dead because they won't pray. You can pray your way out of trouble.
Yeah.
You can pray your way to victory. Yeah. When you're in the midst of trial.
Right.
Listen to the great apostle Paul, the preacher. He said in writing to the Corinthian church, 2 Corinthians 1 and 8, for we would not, brethren, have you to be ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, Brother Jason, insomuch that we despaired even of life. We had the sentence of death, a sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. who delivered us from so great a death, and doeth deliver, and in whom we trust that he will yet deliver. What is Paul saying? I've been through this before. He's delivered me back then. He's my deliverer right now. I might be pressed, heavy laden, be up against it, but yet I trust him to yet deliver me. Raise your little hand and praise him. There is deliverance when you are being afflicted.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. Oh, God. Come on.
You ever been afflicted?
Come on.
Yes. I'm not talking about sickness. We're dealing with affliction.
Man, come on.
That word pressed, when Paul used it in the Greek, pressed. I'm pressed. I got the weight of the world on me. The devil don't like me for preaching. I'm a reaching for souls, and the enemy'd like to stop it.
Yeah.
He'd like to shut me down, turn off my light. Hey, make it so hard on me physically and mentally that I just quit. Sit down, quit. No. The word pressed in the Greek means being weighted down, under pressure, crushed, loaded down in your mind, in your soul, and in your body, to be burdened, squeezed into a narrow place. How do I get out of here? Not enough room to breathe. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been loaded down? Can you just imagine what Paul went through, Brother Jason, to reach the lost? When God said, I've appeared unto thee, Paul, for this purpose, to make you a preacher, to go and turn them from the power of darkness, hallelujah, to the light, hallelujah, that they might be saved. Go preach my gospel, Paul.
Amen.
Oh, God, help.
You ever been there? You ever think of the gifts and the talents that you do have and the ability that you do have? You say, I don't have much. You got a testimony. You got a light. You got a light.
That's right.
You're a Christian. And the devil don't want you to be free. He wants to crush you and weight you down that you can't be a witness to others.
Yeah.
Am I telling you the truth this morning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Listen, when you're pressed, you can't catch your breath. I told Mary yesterday, I went through something. I said, I can't hardly breathe. I laid on my face and prayed, Brother Jason, yesterday. I said, I don't know if it's my nerves or what it is. I couldn't hardly get a deep breath. And yesterday, I felt like I was lost. Maybe that's the reason God's let me feel this. God is wanting to move and to help others.
Yes.
And until we get that wisdom and knowledge and understand how he does this and how the Spirit operates, how he uses these vessels, God's got to have your heart.
Right, amen.
And if you don't pray it through, you can't help nobody else.
Right.
True. Amen.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Maybe I felt that for this message this morning. It looks like it. I felt it yesterday. You can't catch your breath. You're in a tight place that limits your movement. Your load has been confined, has you confined and limited. It's just too much to bear. Your life feels squeezed out of you. Listen, you're pressed out of measure. You're pressed to all length. Your press seems like so intensely, it seems beyond your strength. You're pressed in your body. You're pressed in your soul. You're pressed in your mind till the dark surges roll. But yet, when you really, really get a hold of God and pray, God can lift that.
Come on. Amen.
He can lift that.
Yes.
And he can use you to help others. Raise your hand. Praise him. Raise him. Praise him. Woo! What was it Paul said? I take pleasure, therefore, in the infirmities that I bear for Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. We'll never know the deep waters that Jesus waded through. We'll never know the deep waters and the pressures, listen, the stress that the apostles went through. We read in the mighty Acts, in the book of Acts, the Holy Ghost, how they used the disciples, the apostles. But we never know. We just little glimpses here and there what they were up against and what they had to face to carry this Jesus to help others and the gospel.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. You imagine Jesus there in the Garden of Gethsemane as he prayed that intercessory prayer. Listen, the weight of this whole world was upon Jesus. He said, Father, for this reason I came into the world. I was born for a purpose. Come on, tell the Lord, I'm here, dear God, for a purpose.
Here, Lord.
I'm called for a reason. I've been saved for a reason. There's a purpose for me. And can you imagine when Jesus knelt in that Garden of Gethsemane? Gethsemane means the olive press. And Jesus knelt. He said to his disciples, Peter, James, and John, he said, watch with me. Jesus went a little further and knelt down and prayed. He said, Father, listen, nobody wants to suffer. Every one of us here this morning, we would love to come to every service. And we would love to shout and praise God and worship with not a problem.
Amen.
But what about our loved ones and what about the sinners?
Right.
Jesus came back and he found them asleep. He went back the second time and he prayed. He came back and found them asleep again. Could you not watch 1 hour?
1 hour.
The Bible said, Brother Gene, that Jesus went about a stone's throw. 2 or 3 trees down at the base of that olive tree, Jesus falls on his knees, buries his face, and he prays so earnestly. Why was he praying, Brother Chuck? Because he saw you.
Come on.
We serve an almighty God of omniscience. He knows everything. He knows everybody. And when God called Jeremiah, he said, before I even formed you in the womb, Jeremiah, I knew you.
Yes.
If God had that knowledge, put it in his son. When Jesus prayed more earnestly, Father, let this cup pass from me. Nobody wants to suffer. Nobody wants a burden. He said, if all possible, let this cup of suffering that I'm facing, let it pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And he prayed so earnestly. Can you imagine? I've never done it. And I don't think anybody in this church has prayed that earnest. And until your sweat becomes as great drops of blood, they say that when you're under such a pressure and a stress, when you're really under pressure from the gushings within, they say something happens in the body that the pores open up in your face and your skin all over. And the sweat pours out of you and blood, the little capillaries, because of the earnestness of the Son of God, Jesus, that come to bring us salvation, to deliver us from hell. The little capillaries in the Son of Man's body broke down, and the blood mixed with his sweat, and he prayed it through. He prayed me through in Gethsemane. He prayed you through in Gethsemane. Hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago, this 20-year-old fell on his knees at an altar of prayer and said, God, I can't go any farther. I don't want to live. Oh, God, would you save me? If you'll help me, I'll serve you. The alcohol, the drugs are destroying me. Jesus was the great intercessor and the mediator between us and God. God. Hallelujah. He prayed me through in Gethsemane. And guess who it was, the day, the night that you gave your heart to God on bended knees in 74. The Son of God come down. He said, I've already prayed for you. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. And he reached right down in my heart and he saved me and he cleansed me. He prayed me through.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Come on.
Lord have mercy.
Come on.
Do we really realize the price? Do we really realize what Christians are supposed to do? Do we really, 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 really realize what prayer is, what it really is? Do we know how it is and what it is and what it means to intercede?
Oh, God.
Lord,
bless
us,
Lord.
Praise God.
Come on.
Jesus.
True. Jesus.
Labor. Can you just lift your little hands to him? My Lord, what a love.
Oh, Jesus.
What a love. What a love. What a love.
Thank God you love this
Holy Lord, I thank you. Lord, I love you with all my heart. And I thank you for what you've done for me. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Jesus, our prayer this morning is please use us, revive us, Lord. Touch our church. Give us that burden and that zeal we need. Let us learn to pray. Holy, holy. I know why I felt what I felt yesterday. Did I not tell you? I said, man, I feel horrible, spiritually, mentally, man. Squeezed, tight place. I can't hardly breathe. I went in that bedroom, got on a cushion. It's about this thick. I got it laying there beside my bed, our bed. I laid on my face and I cried and I prayed and I cried and I prayed. It seems like I repented of everything that I could think of. I just repent. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I ain't any better. I'm sorry, Lord. I need to do more. I'm sorry for failing you. And this morning I done the same thing. And I didn't tell her, but I had a breakthrough this morning laying her brother Jason on the same pad. And I began to cry. And there was just a release. There was a release. And I said, Lord, I'm ready for church. Just give him a wave offering. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Gene, I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord, Brother Chuck. I feel the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you want others to feel him? Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I like to tell every one of you, I love you. I love you. I'm glad for you. I'm glad for you. I'm glad for the church. Shoot. Can I tell us this morning there's a conspiracy from hell to wear out the saints of the Most High?
Yes.
The true church of the living God is up against it in his final hour. You know it. You feel it. Everything your enemy, the devil, can throw, he's throwing it at you.
Yeah.
He wants you occupied. And Jesus said there's four categories of ground. He said, behold, a sower went forth to sow the seed. That seed represents the word of God. That sower is the preacher. It's the testifier. It's the witnesser. As that seed is being sowed, some of it fell on hard ground, stony ground. The wayside ground was the first category, the wayside ground. It couldn't find any depth into the earth. And it laid on top of that old hard ground. And the fowls of the air came and just took the seed away.
Yeah.
Some of that seed as it was sowing. Come on, God's a sowing in this hour. I feel the Holy Ghost. He's a sowing. He's a sowing through the preacher. Sowing through the preacher. He's sowing through the singers. Come on. Hallelujah to God. As that sower began to sow, that second category of ground was the stony ground. It didn't have much depthness of earth. There's a lot of rocks in it. Don't you think sometimes the garden of our heart has got a lot of hard places in there? We got stones in there that we really, really don't realize that we need out of there. Come on, God can't really, really, truly use us fully until that ground of our heart has been prepared. We've got to get those hard places out of us. Get those stones of hindrances and blocks out of us. Raise your hand and praise Him. Lord, I want the seed to go deep. Oh, yes, Lord. Come on. I remember my dad all through the years before I was even married. I'd help him get that old tractor of his. Go through that ground and plow it. Me and Mommy get out there and seem like, where in the world did them rocks come from? We did this for years. Got them every one out of there now last spring, Lord. What's going on this year? Greatly is a big Greatly tractor. Dad didn't have the blade set on that just right. He had it too much of an angle. I had to tie a rope on the front. And to keep it in the roll, Dad was trying to plow this way. And it's sort of like, you know, on a bank like, you know. And that thing, it kicked. Man, that blade just kicked that thing. Dad says, you're going to have to help me. And I get a rope, and I tie it like that, and I get up right here, and I keep it in that row right there until he plowed it all the way. Turn around, I'd have to go back the other way, you know, this way, to keep it in there to turn that over. Come to find out, years later, he didn't have the angle right on the blade. Yeah, kill me. Me and Mommy get out there before Dad lay that off, you know, and he would just chop it up real, real good, you know, put the other part on there and just chop it up real good. And they put it in rows, you know, and before he did that, me and Mom get a bucket apiece and we get them rocks out of that dirt. We got every one we seen. It's amazing what can happen just in a year's time, ain't it?
Mom.
Things that are buried down in there, you just don't even know nothing about it. I got them all. Next year, me and Dad's wrestling that gravely. He run into a big rock. Where did that thing come from, man? Why didn't it dig it up this year? Don't you think sometimes that we just need to get along with God? God, you see me and you know and you try the reins of the heart. Is there anything, any wicked way in me, Lord? Search me and know my heart. And I'd get that big old rock, and I'd carry it down there and throw it in the creek. Me and Mommy get our buckets out year after year. Where did all the rocks come from? I don't even know the mystery. But when we got the rocks out, you talk about the beautifulest beans. Just reach in there, lift up the vine, and get a whole handful of green beans, white runners. Go through that corn patch, get that nice ear corn about this long right here, and just pull her down and break her right off of the stalk. Take it up, shuck it, silk it right real good. Put it in that pot and boil it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Fried potatoes, cornbread, corn, fresh green beans with a big old ham hock in it. Big tall glass of milk, and you talk about it. I feel good this morning. I'm glad I prayed that through this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am, Brother Jason.
Thank God.
But every year we have. So there's a stony ground, and because it don't have much earth, because of the stones that are in there, the roots can't go deep enough. And then when the sun comes down hard upon it, because it has no depthness of earth, it wilts and it dies away. And so is the trials and the tribulation. If we don't dig deep enough, the trials, they'll kill us.
Right.
We don't have deadness in here. This is the third category, and I believe it's where it hits the church. I really do, the third category. And some seed fail. And because of the cares of life and the lust of other things, it fell among the thorns. Thorns everywhere. There was three things it mentioned there. The cares of life, the lust of other things, I can't think. The deceitfulness of riches, wanting material things, the lust of other things, and the cares of this life was just like the briars. It choked the seed out, and it could not. Oh, God. Brother Jason,
Help us, Lord.
Yes.
Raise your little hand one more time. Oh, Lord, I love you. I love you.
Jesus.
Thank you for what you showed us this morning, Lord. There's things we need to work on that our hearts can be clear and that you can use us. I don't feel like going on with this. I really don't. Honest, I've got one page. I've got eight more pages. I've got eight more to go. How many wants God to move next week? Really teach me, Lord. Let me see things. Can we stand right now? Let's find a place to pray. God, the things that you brought to our attention this morning, you've revealed to us. Let us take these things to heart, God, and apply them and use them, Lord, in our own life. Let's pray. God, you showed me. You've talked to my heart. I see some things in my own life. God, I've got to do your will. I've got to be your vessel of honor, Lord. I've got to be your instrument. And for me to do that, I must know you. I must know the Spirit of God, how he deals. I must obey the Spirit. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray.
Yes. Come on, children. God loves you. God loves you. Sweet Holy Ghost.
What, how do you? I'm still trying.